From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. 7 more U.S. banks were shut down by regulators yesterday, bringing to 106 the number closed so far this year. Andrew Gray with the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation says many of the bank closures are linked to the real estate meltdown and its ripple effect.
Early on, we saw a lot of disruption due to the mortgage market and the bubble surrounding the elevated home prices and investments that were made there. Now we're seeing more of traditional economic distress.
Gray says bank failures have put a strain on the FDIC's insurance fund. President Obama said today it's time for banks to fulfill the responsibility to help in the recovery by lending money, especially to small businesses.
Over the past couple of years, small businesses have lost hundreds of thousands of jobs. Many have struggled to get the loans they need to finance their inventories and make payroll. Many entrepreneurs can't get financing to start a small business in the first place. And many more are discouraged from even trying because of the crushing costs of health care. Costs that have forced too many small businesses to cut benefits, shed jobs, or shut their doors for good.
In his weekly address, the president said that small businesses are the very taxpayers who stood by America's banks in a time of crisis. The financial bailout package cost $700 billion. The Pakistani army says it captured the hometown of the head of the Taliban in Pakistan today. They say the final battle for Khodkai killed at least 4 militants. At least 2 soldiers also died. Pakistan began its offensive against the Taliban and al-Qaeda 8 days ago along the Afghan border in an effort to stop the spread of Islamist violence. The Taliban is warning voters in Afghanistan not to take part in next month's runoff presidential election. It issued a statement that said the race between President Hamid Karzai and challenger Abdullah Abdullah was orchestrated by the U.S. It said Taliban militants will block main roads and launch attacks on November 7th. A huge fire at an oil depot continues to spew toxic smoke across San Juan, Puerto Rico. Hundreds of residents have fled their homes. Ed Thompson reports.
When an explosion rocked the Caribbean Petroleum Corporation storage facility early Friday morning, it was the equivalent of a 2.8 magnitude earthquake. After destroying 11 tanks at the 40-tank facility, the fire spread to at least 6 more. Those tanks contain jet fuel, bunker fuel, and gasoline. Firefighters are cooling the remaining tanks, hoping they will not explode as flames leap 100 feet into the air and a toxic column of black smoke rises into the sky. A state of emergency has been declared in San Juan and 4 other towns, and hundreds of residents have been ordered to evacuate near the area of the fire. The cause of the explosion is not known, but police and FBI agents are investigating graffiti found on a highway tunnel that reads, "Boom, Fire, RIP, Gulf." The facility is owned by Gulf Oil. For NPR News, I'm Ed Thompson.
This is NPR News from Washington. More than 200 Roman Catholic bishops from Africa are calling on corrupt and poorly performing Catholic political leaders on the continent to repent or quit. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports.
After almost a month of deliberations with the Pope at the Vatican, the gathering of African bishops issued a robust message to unnamed political leaders to account for their actions. The bishops said they should stop giving the Roman Catholic Church a bad name. They warned that because of their conduct, some leaders had fallen woefully short in their performance in office and that they were causing havoc to African people. The Catholic clergyman said Africa needed leaders who would clean the continent of corruption, end conflict and poverty, and work for the good of the people. The bishops also targeted large multinational companies for what they called their greedy exploitation of the natural resources of Africa. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Federal investigators are still trying to figure out why a Northwest Airlines jet overshot its Minneapolis destination by 150 miles this week. Air traffic controllers and pilots of other planes had tried to contact the crew for more than an hour. Richard Cole, one of the 2 pilots, told the Associated Press the crew hadn't fallen asleep. They'd just been having a heated discussion. The mother of the balloon boy is admitting that it was all a hoax. It was feared that 6-year-old Falcon Heaney was aboard a helium balloon that took off from his family's home in Fort Collins, Colorado last week. The child was found hiding in his home. Court documents show Mayumi Heaney told authorities that she and her husband had devised the plan as a way to make them more marketable to television producers, and they told their 3 children to lie. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.